Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. We kick things off today by diving into some compelling changes happening in the semiconductor industry, especially around memory pricing. If you've kept an eye on DRAM, HBM or flash memory prices, you might have noticed considerable volatility in the past year, leaving everyone from procurement managers to researchers searching for reliable information. That's where Stanford's Differentiated Access Memories Project, or DAM, comes in as a real game-changer for industry tracking and analysis. Inspired by John C. McCallum's widely respected memory price dataset, it offers a modern and interactive way to keep an eye on these all-important figures. The platform is designed with transparency in mind, allowing users to access raw data on memory prices in US dollars and catering to a wide audience including researchers and manufacturers. With this sort of open dataset, not only can industry professionals make better procurement decisions, but the whole sector benefits from shared knowledge and insights. It's this kind of tool that really empowers people across the supply chain, giving them the actionable intel needed to navigate economic uncertainty. The continued evolution of Stanford's DAM project could mean greater pricing stability and transparency for everyone involved, especially as global supply chains adapt to new pressures. Now let's turn to the realm of open source, where the MariaDB Foundation is championing some exciting grassroots initiatives. The Sea Lion Champions program has recently shone a spotlight on individuals and organizations making remarkable contributions to the MariaDB ecosystem. This recognition goes well beyond a simple thank you note. It's an institutional nod to the unsung heroes who keep open source projects thriving and relevant. I want to highlight my chat earlier this week with Federico Razzoli, where we delved into the importance of a cohesive governance structure within MariaDB. Federico stressed that an effective governance model isn't just a nice to have, it's essential for ensuring transparency, collaboration, and long-term growth. He credited grassroots efforts as a crucial lifeline, saying that volunteers and contributors bring not only their technical expertise, but also creative energy and community spirit. That synergy is what keeps the MariaDB platform dynamic, secure, and open to innovation, something that benefits all stakeholders, from casual users right through to enterprise adopters. Programs like the Sea Lion Champions also act as an important motivator, inspiring more people to get involved and help shape the open source future collectively. Shifting gears now, let's explore a recent study that dives right into the intersection of gaming and sleep health, especially as gaming becomes ever more ingrained in our culture. The Sleep Foundation has outlined some eye-opening findings about the effect of high-intensity gaming on sleep patterns, focusing particularly on so-called hardcore gamers. Those who regularly log 6 or more hours daily aren't just clocking up impressive game time, they're also grappling with significantly poorer sleep quality overall. According to the data, there's a direct correlation between higher gaming time, reduced sleep efficiency, and, interestingly, increased energy drink consumption. The implication is clear. The gaming community must take a more holistic view of health, mental wellness, and the scope of potential repercussions tied to extended gaming sessions. While gaming remains a popular and often beneficial pastime, moderation and healthy routines are key in combating the negative cycles that can develop with excessive play. These revelations should prompt not just gamers and their families, but also policymakers and the industry at large to foster environments that promote balanced lifestyles. That brings us nicely into the world of emerging technologies, where artificial intelligence and autonomous systems are having a profound impact on how we work and create. The rapid advances in AI aren't just making computers smarter, they're actively reducing the need for constant human oversight, shifting the developer's role towards higher-level tasks. Many of these autonomous agents can now learn, adapt, and self-correct as they operate, creating new opportunities, but also introducing new governance and security concerns. For organizations, this raises the stakes on balancing productivity gains from AI systems with the need for robust oversight and clear governance frameworks. With laptops and mobile devices increasingly at the heart of code management and execution, there's a growing imperative to ensure strong safeguards and data controls. That balance will be crucial for both protecting sensitive information and maintaining trust with customers, especially as AI becomes ever more integrated into daily operations. Against this backdrop, it's perhaps no surprise that cybersecurity threats are rapidly evolving as well, spurred on by the continual adoption of advanced AI solutions across industries. Recently, the Five Eyes Alliance, a coalition of national security agencies from Australia, the US, the UK, Canada, and New Zealand, issued a particularly stark warning. They highlighted the dangers posed by increasingly sophisticated machine learning models, which could be weaponized to orchestrate highly targeted cyber attacks. Their advice is clear. Organizations need to take a proactive and layered approach to cybersecurity, reinforcing defenses and anticipating the evolving nature of AI-enabled threats. This isn't just about installing firewalls or updating passwords. It's about embedding security by design and fostering a culture of preparedness throughout businesses. In particular, businesses should focus on employee education, incident response plans, and ongoing monitoring to stay ahead of malicious actors leveraging these new capabilities. Given the speed at which the technology is evolving, there's a real need for collaboration between industry, academia, and government to keep up with the latest risks and defenses. Switching focus to the skies for a moment, the latest innovation from Xenoastronautics proves that space technology continues to inspire and astound in equal measure. Their new SuperTorquer superconducting magnet system is designed to give satellites the ability to maneuver in space without the need for traditional fuel-based thrusters. This breakthrough could mean not only extended mission lifespan and reduced operational costs, but also greater sustainability for future space ventures. By harnessing the power of superconducting magnets, Xeno's approach sets a new benchmark for what's possible in satellite propulsion and position control. It's emblematic of a wider shift in the aerospace sector, where there's growing emphasis on cleaner technologies and efficient resource management. As more private and public missions venture beyond Earth, innovations like the SuperTorquer could redefine the standards for space exploration and satellite deployment. Back on Earth, though, not all news is uplifting, at least for those working at the intersection of gaming and technology, where industry restructuring presents real challenges. One of the most significant stories recently has been the substantial job cuts at ID Software, renowned for its role in shaping the modern gaming landscape under the Xbox umbrella. The restructuring could see as much as half the company's workforce, about 90 people's roles, eliminated, in line with Microsoft's broader cost-saving strategies. This follows a pattern, with Microsoft itself announcing over 1,600 layoffs company-wide in the past year, putting the pressure on an industry already facing economic headwinds. While these changes might be framed as strategic, the personal and creative impact on affected developers and support staff is notable and deserves attention. The wider gaming community and stakeholders will need to keep a close eye on how these changes reshape not just job prospects, but also the industry's creative drive and project pipelines. This situation is a clear reminder that while technology sectors can be sources of optimism and fresh opportunity, they are also susceptible to economic pressures and shifting priorities. On the subject of technological change, another story making waves in the past month concerns Microsoft's deployment of the Global Device Identifier, or GDID, on Windows machines. The GDID is a persistent identifier that can be tied to a user's activities across the internet and is being shared with some third-party services as part of certain workflows. This system came under scrutiny after a high-profile criminal complaint was filed against an alleged hacker, sparking renewed focus on privacy and surveillance risks. Cybersecurity experts are warning that such persistent identifiers increase the risk of user tracking and could be misused if not properly regulated or disclosed. The broader implication is that, in today's major software ecosystems, users need to be acutely conscious of how much data is being collected and how it might be used or shared. This growing trend highlights the tension between convenience, user experience, and fundamental rights to privacy, a theme likely to persist in technology debates. The episode also brings to light the importance for both individuals and organizations to scrutinize default privacy settings, seek transparency from vendors, and consider broader implications of device-level tracking. As the pace of digital transformation accelerates, policymakers and the tech industry must work together to create frameworks that preserve privacy while enabling innovation. With today's updates spanning everything from hardware markets and open source governance to health, AI, cybersecurity, and workplace shifts, it's clear how interdependent our tech future really is. By keeping informed and connected, all of us, whether developers, business leaders, or keen observers, are better equipped to meet the challenges ahead together. Thanks for listening.